Pellegrini. My name is Jay. We just conducted an opinion survey about the Phoenix, Arizona area, and we would like to include your response to the study. Do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona? Can you be so kind to your opinion?
Yeah.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things are going off on the wrong track? Generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge.
I mean, generally speaking, I don't think things are going to the best with inflation. But
should I record your answers as the wrong track so we can move forward?
Okay.
There we go. Thank you. And there is no right or wrong answer. So if you don't feel like sharing your opinion, you let me know so we can move forward. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the living area of Phoenix. And this area lies south of South River, north of Southmont Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Now, going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as a Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read it, what the Levine area is again? Or is that clear?
No, I know what Levine is, yeah.
Okay, excellent, sir. Now, moving forward, okay, and just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me just the year of your birth?
Well, I'm 49.
Thank you. And it's a pleasure talking to you. Now, moving forward, are you, as anyone in your household, or Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And do you consider yourself, yes, you or someone in your house?
Somebody in my house.
Okay. And do you consider yourself a white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
I'm an ethnicity. I really don't believe in race, so.
Okay. But just for the sake of our research, you know, and I got your point.
Ethnicity, my background is I'm an American black.
Okay. So should I record your answer as multiracial so we can move forward?
That's fine, yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry. Now, overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Generally speaking, good, okay?
Good.
And
good.
I'm going to read you a list of things that people say they will improve the quality of life in Levine. Now, please rate each item on the scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. Now, you can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine, okay? Now, better streets and road maintenance from 1 to 5. Do you think that will improve the quality of life in Levine?
Man, I don't see a problem with our streets, so. I mean, I don't know what we can improve on, so I would say 3, middle of the road. Yeah, 3.
Okay, how about more good paying jobs for 1 to 5?
Oh, 5 is always more good paying jobs. Yeah, that's all.
Understood. How about better public transportation options from 1 to 5?
I would rank that at 1.
Okay. How about more dining and entertainment options? You think that will improve the quality of life in Levine?
I'll go with a 5 on that one.
Okay. How about more parks and recreational opportunities for 1 to 5?
Parks. I think we have a lot of parks. I would go middle of the road, 3. I think we'll
3, okay. How about more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses? Will that improve the quality of life from 1 to 5?
I'll give that a 3.
Okay. How about more affordable housing options to rent or buy? For 1 to 5.
More affordable housing options? I'm a homeowner, so I'm going to say 1 on that.
Okay, thank you. I understand. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employee or unemployed? But looking for work, retire, student, or homemaker?
Oh, I'm employed.
Okay, and thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
I would say,
it's too few. They're building, so there's nothing we can do about it. More businesses are coming as we get larger.
Okay, and we just understand. I think that's what they do in this, but it's going to be some proposals on upcoming elections. So, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine? Too many, too few, about the right amount?
Too few. They're building.
Okay. And thinking about commercial, right?
Yeah, commercial.
Development? Now, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. And for each, please tell me, sir, yes or no, if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Levine. Doctor's offices and hospitals. Would you like to see more of them in Levine?
Yes
strongly? Yes on what?
Yes.
Or no?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. How about restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues? Strongly, somewhat, or no?
Strongly.
Okay. How about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target? Strongly, somewhat, or no?
Strongly.
How about dollar stores and discount change? Strongly, somewhat?
No, not strongly. No.
Okay. No. Okay. How about grocery stores and supermarkets? Yes, strongly, somewhat, or no?
We need another grocery store?
Okay. And supermarkets.
I know what you mean. We have three of them in the area, Safeway, Sprouts, so we actually have all this. I don't know.
Somewhat?
Yeah, I don't
know.
No? I don't. Somewhere.
Okay. Thank you. Let's move forward. Now, on your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more in Levine? On your own words, your own opinion. What kind of stores?
What kind of stores would I like
to see? Oh, businesses. Yes.
I would like to see, I guess I would like to see a movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
A Costco wouldn't be bad.
What else you say after the movie theater?
Costco.
Okay.
Or Sam's Club, one of the two.
Okay.
Either one is great. Let's see, what other businesses I would like to see?
But that should do it. I mean, just two of them.
Okay.
You know, theaters and some school. Yeah. And now, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, that the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. You think is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem,
they're building.
Or a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
It's not a problem at all. They're still building.
And how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I'd say it's a moderate problem.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you the list of different kinds of housing. And for each, sir, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. How about housing options for seniors? Strongly, somewhat, or no? That you would like to see that kind of housing in Levine?
In Levine? No.
No? Okay. How about townhouses or attached homes in Levine?
No.
Strongly?
No.
Okay.
No.
How about multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums? Strongly, somewhat, or no? Okay.
No.
How about single-family detached homes?
Yes.
Yes, strongly, somewhat?
Yeah. Strong.
Okay. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
Let's see, my son is more than 20 years.
Okay. Thank you. But now, do you currently own your home or rent your home, or you living with friends and family? I know you told me you own your house at the beginning, but I'm required to read verbatim, okay? So,
oh, yeah. I own it.
You own your home, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to read you real quick some proposals to address housing costs and auctions in Levine. Now, please tell me, sir, whether you favor or oppose each of one of these proposals, okay?
Okay.
The proposal or repropose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Will you strongly favor that proposal? Somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I would strongly oppose that.
How about the proposal of changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhouse, duplexes, and triplexes? Oppose strongly?
I oppose it strongly.
Okay. How about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings? That proposal will support or oppose that proposal?
I would strongly disagree.
Or strongly oppose? Okay. How about changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood? Would you strongly favor that proposal? Somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that proposal?
Mixed use. Wow. I would middle of the road.
Somewhat opposed or somewhat favor?
Somewhat opposed.
Okay. How about repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing? Same question, same options. Strongly opposed. How about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed. Thank you, sir. We're almost done. I appreciate your patience. Now, finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purpose only. What's the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have my associate's degree.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And now, what is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25, 25 to 50,000, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 125,000. Or more than 125,000?
I think it's more than 125.
Okay, thank you. Now, and finally, strictly for verification purpose by my supervisor, can I just have your first name, please?
Marcus.
Thank you, Marcus. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and thank you for sharing your opinion. This concludes our service, okay? Thank you for your time, sir.
All right.
Okay.